ನಮೋಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ
Jesus.
respond. We started to make an observation. And this was first very unconsciously perceived until it became a theologically formulated philosophy. That is, when we followed Prabhupada's instructions, an amazing protection was there, and also something which we all felt during Prabhupada in his presence, in the atmosphere. It is that there is no impossible, everything is possible. It can be done if you walk on the right track. I would like to give two examples from my life when I became, let me say, when this unconscious thing, always follow the vani, became really something that, wow, really works, realization. The temple of Berlin was always a little downtrodden. Few people came. Berlin is a difficult place. It's a little bit, you can compare it like New York with a more hellish color. So Prabhupada had said, Berlin will be the spiritual capital of Europe. Germans like such statements. I had been traveling and doing many things. I said, well, let me try to see if I focus with a team of devotees only on preaching in Berlin, will something happen that can make this statement true or more possible to come? A few nice devotees came who were convinced of this statement of Srila Prabhupada, and we saw miracles happen. We preached with that focus to try to establish something, let me say, that would influence German country, something which had a ripple. Wow! All of a sudden we were in the main TV shows which went from Berlin all over in Germany. I remember we were at one show that was called Idols of Germany. There was a president, there was Nina Hagen. And then they had included the Doors from America, the surviving people of the psychedelic influence. There was no longer Idols of just Europe. They had the Russian dancer Nureyev, remember him, the Swan Ballet. We were just next to the most famous people, and we were there as a Hare Krishna, the Gita, and the Hare Krishna dancing and throwing flowers and upsetting the whole studio with our unruly behavior. Yes, it worked. There was an influence. Russia. After the Iron Curtain broke down, the Goranga Bhajan group got the airplane of Boris Yeltsin, the then president of Russia, and did a tour through Russia. There's sometimes 33,000 people danced, and the American CBS, the news broadcast, I understand, was forced to say Hare Krishna, the fastest growing religion in the former Soviet Union. We make the statement. Prabhus, the prince, now we can also see all the temples which grow in India, and daily more, one big temple after the other, with the congregations up to 10,000 people. Our Radhanath Maharaj walking through the parliaments of the world, shaking hands with the powerful. Preaching successes which make us think, do I dream or is it true? And why is it happening? When you track it back, it is happening to Srila Prabhupada, because of Srila Prabhupada's, yes, knowledge, what he gave us. Let us remember His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj's lecture, who said in the open, let's look at our lifestyle. It's made out of Prabhupada. Get up. We are clean. We follow principles. Association, eat prashadam, do harinam, everything. It comes back to Prabhupada. But there is another thing I would like to look at. It's something which might require more exploration of philosophical nature. But I really see, in my observation, it is due to a certain shakti or energy, which is the energy of Prabhupada, which works even after his disappearance, after his going away from this planet. And that's truly marvelous. Yes, Lenin, John Lennon is quoted. Yes, people, there are people whose influence are still going on, but can they carry lives? Can they move opinions in a massive way? Can they inspire individuals to give everything, even the treasured habits, in the service of this shakti? Some shakti is murder. Alone, I do not have any energy to keep on this chanting of Hare Krishna. Oh, give me your blessings. That is the statement we have just heard. So this observation is something which I find very, very stunning. And therefore, I would like to say, my dear listeners, both the sleeping and the awake listeners, find an instruction in Srila Prabhupada's plan and hold on to this. And it will be for you like entering into an airplane and moving by another shakti than your own forward. If you leave again the airplane, you have uncertain future. And the remaining part of my I would go with a secret agenda into an instruction of Srila Prabhupada, which I received just a little while ago, and which shocked me. It's a letter from Satsvarup, to Satsvarup. Das Lehrtime, 10th April of 1972. Quite an early after Prabhupada's, 6 years after his teaching. He said, "Now I have given you everything. But I do not see that even the basic principles of advancement and spiritual life are always there. What could be basic principles of advancement and spiritual life? It means detachment from material involvement, desire. It means attachment to Krishna, basic principles. I don't see that they are always there. And sometimes there is tendency to neglect what is our real purpose of life. Namely, to become mad. And instead, we become carried away by big, big talk. So I'm still thinking how things will go on. Prabhupada has said many, many things about the purpose of human life. He has given many instructions, so let us see if there is something more on the main purpose, the real purpose of life, namely to become mad after Krishna. Because this is a little shocking. What? Mad after Krishna, obviously that's not a psychological irregularity, but Prabhupada has a mind, it means full absorption with a lot of intensity. Greed is the madness there, it has a lot of fervor. So, there is a lecture he gave summit meetings in Mayapur in 1974, and there were some devotees who in the midst of the lecture stood up and left. Srila Prabhupada's response was very strong, and you can see it connects with this real purpose. Where are they going? They are busy in some other world? Without hearing what he will do. Nonsense! I can't say it in the proper affliction, unfortunately. That is heavy, man. Prabhupada got heavy. Prabhus, we were shaking. So Shravanam Kirtanam, this is our main business. Shravanam, if you don't hear what you will do, you will do simply sense gratification. That's all. So this is the difficulty, that we are not very much interested in hearing. That is the main business. Our bhakti begins Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. We have to hear and we have to speak. But if we are not interested in hearing and speaking, then it will all become simply a form. If you want to find this, it goes on like this. It's on page 164 of the wonderful summary of the 11th century of the Bhagavad Gita. So, my dear devotees, on this disappearance day, let us watch the entirety of Srila Prabhupada's instruction. us especially concentrate on those and get everyone in mind. Everyone should do it. And let us not be carried away by big talk. It could be big talk. I don't dare to give an interpretation. I could many, many things, problems of its own, it could be big plans for the future. All this needs to be addressed. But what are we doing about the real purpose of life? That is a total transformation from a person who was very absorbed in his own sense gratification and to be in mind to someone who is a servant. We are at the moment meeting, this will be the last point, in Vrindavan Dham. You have all come for the month of Kartik to celebrate Kartika Devi, Rajeshwari, Srimati Radharani. You have come to celebrate Lord Damodar. We love it. You are here in sacred territory. Please behave sacred. Prabhupada gave some instructions which will be very good for us and where we can train a little bit what it means to become fully absorbed in Krishna, our real purpose. He said, those who are living in Vrindavan, they should try to understand Krishna Tattva, the truth of Krishna. That is their business. Not my business, is you are here for understanding more about Krishna. Another instruction. That means he will instruct us how to remain in the right attitude and consciousness here. As Krishna is worshipable, similarly his Dham is worshipable. We should be very much respectful to Vrindavan Dham. Otherwise we'll be offended. Dham. The best to avoid offenses in the holy Dham, which will hurl us downwards. The best he gives in his next instruction. Prabhupada says, if we remain in Vrindavan, we should know that we are living with Krishna. Please remain awake, especially with your mind. If we remain in Vrindavan, we should know that we are living with Krishna. And how much we should be cautious and careful. Vrindavan Dham is also Krishna. Last, something about the potency of this. Vrindavan Dham, there are all these two energies working. Taraka Shakti, that which liberates us from our conditioning, and the Haraka Shakti, that which pulls or attracts our mind to Krishna. But so these Shaktis work on us, and they work especially through one agent, is Vrindavan. Any one of you who can imagine that agent is that supplies unprecedented blessings. Interesting. I'm teacher. So remain attentive. Because because I'm living in Vrindavan. Vrindavan Raj, that's the Vrindavan, will cure me, will purify me. That's a fact. Yes. But already the horoscope of Prabhupada said that his presentation is pretty broad. He built a house in which the whole world can live. Of course, the pronouncement. So Prabhupada's boat is very broad. It has there are instructions even for you and me, which we can find and follow. There are instructions which can be for you at all stages of your life. The beginning stages, and then when you are in the evening of your life, just a few days before your departure. Try to find these instructions in the very broad boat of Srila Prabhupada's instruction. Make them something which is your guiding light. Even if you are a little bit creative, a little bit poetic, a little bit independent-minded, a little bit, or if you are one, tell me what I should do, I will do this, I'm much more loyal. Everyone, all shades of our sometimes troubled personalities can catch something at any stage of our life and then see how our heart gets purified and our spectrum gets bigger. And the last point which I really wanted to make here when I read this letter, the real purpose of our movement is this full absorption in Krishna, becoming mad after Krishna. I see that it is very, very important for all of us to remain in contact with the literature of Srila Prabhupada. Best is a daily contact. Not only best, it's necessary. So that the mind will have a proper orientation where to go, that you will be in harmony, in tune with Srila Prabhupada. And while you follow his instructions, other instructions, that you will know where to place them in the overall scope of his movement. Don't become a war-wielding fanatic. You have to understand the whole broad scale. And that happens when you read regularly the literature. And you will see the scope. And you choose to follow a few specific instructions. You will have a broad heart, a broad mind, be a kind member of this great attempt to form an international pure movement. And then your contribution will be very beneficial. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi ki jai.